about 10 years ago, I was walking down the streets of the old city on Chol HaMoed. And I pointed out to someone, one of the residents there, that when you walk around these streets in the old city, Chol HaMoed, you really feel that you're missing something. Chol HaMoed is time we should be Eil HaRegel, Beis HaMikdash, and we're not doing it. So he looks at me and he's shocked what I said. And he tells me, you're walking down the street and you see somebody, he's missing a hand. So you say, he's missing something as a person, he's missing a hand. You're walking down the street and you meet somebody and he's missing a head. You say, he's missing something? He's not missing something. It's not a person. A person without a head is not a person. He's not missing something. Meaning to say, you're walking down the streets of the old city and you realize there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's not we're missing something. We're not people. We're not a nation. We're not the Jewish people without a Beis HaMikdash. We said in Brachas Dav Torah, we say, Rachem al Tzion ki hi Beis Chayenu, the house of our life. We say all in the Yerotzen on Sheni V'Chamishi, it sounds like a guzma, exaggeration. Beis Chayenu, the house of our life. Am Yisrael has been without a Beis HaMikdash for 1,951 years. And Baruch Hashem, we seem to be managing. Okay, we're missing Milas, we're missing Karbonos, we're missing Avodas Hashem. Beis Chayenu? What's Chayenu? The Gemara Baba Basra says that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there was a tzad to be goyzer. You should not let him eat. You're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine forever. Not just 9 days. Forever. No meat and wine. Without a Beis HaMikdash, how can you drink meat and wine? And then the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, well, if you ask for that, you can't eat fruit. You can't eat bread. You can't. The Gemara says, okay, so you can't make it there on a tzibur, something that the tzibur can't withstand. But be'etzem, that's what should have been. There's no Beis HaMikdash, the life stops. So what's the pshat? It can't be that all these tefillahs that we're davening about Beis Chayenu is exaggeration, is a guzma. So the question is, to answer that question, we have to understand what is life. If we understand what is life, we'll understand why without the Beis HaMikdash we're lacking life. We say in davening, Ki heim chayenu v'orech yomeinu, v'ohem nege yom v'loilo. The question is, what does a person want out of his life? Does he want, like David HaMelech says, Kirvas Elokim li toiv? Or is good gashmias, is that what makes him tick? Or there's a third option. There's the two extremes. You have a person that Yehim Chayenu, you have a person that Gashmias, that's where he at. And then you have a person, he's in between. He's living a two-track life. He davens three times a day, he puts on tefillin, he learns, he does stucca, he does all the mitzvahs, but that's when he's on Hashem's, turf? And he's on Hashem's turf, then he's doing Avodas Hashem, but when he's doing his other things, then, Hashem, wait for me in the Beis Medrash, I'll be back. I'll be back shortly. In the meantime, I'm doing my own thing. So, that's not a life. That's not a life. A person that lives his life that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu intends a Jew's life to be completely surrounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter what you're doing. Everything a person does ought to be geared towards Avodas Hashem. Whatever he's doing, if he's doing it for the right purpose, and he's honest with himself, it should be towards Kihem Chayenu. Teras Chaim is a way of life, not just when we learn and we do mitzvahs. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, Barosi Yetzirah, Barosi Yetzirah, Tavlin. So, superficially we understand it to mean, you have Yetzirah, and the antidote to Yetzirah, you want to fight the Yetzirah, so keep the Torah, learn Torah, keep the Torah, that will fight the Yetzirah. But the Gemara is Medayik, the Gemara says, Barosi Yetzirah, Tavlin. The word Tavlin means a spice. What's the spice? You have your chalent, and you want to spice it up, you put some salt, some pepper, and that will make it taste even better. So in the Moshal Chazal are giving us, I made the Yetzirah. You want the Yetzirah to taste even better? Sprinkle some Torah on it. then you'll have a tavlin. Your Torah will be a tavlin for Yetzer Hara. What does that mean? I thought we were supposed to get rid of the Yetzer Hara, not to spice him up. The Torah says what Chazal are telling us here is that your life is meant to be lived. A person lives with his Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is not a thing we try to eradicate and get rid of. It's also impossible. Even if you try, you will not succeed because Baruch Hu created a person with the Yetzer Hara. What a person has to do with Yetzer Hara is live his life with him. And it says in Ma'aseh Bereishis, Vayar Elokim es kol asher osa v'hine toiv me'oid. Toiv is Yetzer Toiv. Me'oid, what's very good? Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara is very good? Yes, Yetzer Hara is very good because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created to live in this world with him, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how do you do it? How do you navigate your life to live a Torah's chaim, a way of life? If you sprinkle Torah, you make the Torah tavlin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you, give a siyata d'shmaya, to live your life, a Torah deka life, with your Yetzer Hara. You'll utilize Yetzer Hara for good things. Then it won't be called the Yetzer Hara. You'll be called utilizing the Ra for Toiv, which is the ultimate goal of this world, that everything ultimately leads towards the ultimate good. So if that's our life, we could understand, start to understand, how the Beis HaMikdash is Beis Chayenu, and without it, we have no life. One of the Chof Dalet Sifra HaKodesh is Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim, Rashi said, Rashi Bintam from Chazal, that all the Sfarim are Kodesh, and Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kadoshim. The Gemara in Bracha says, if a person dreams about Shir HaShirim, he should expect to have Siyata Deshmaya, to be a Chosid. Shir HaShirim is, you want to be a real chassid, a real kirvas Hashem, a real connection to Hashem, learn Shir HaShirim. Learn Shir HaShirim with Pirush Rashi, other Mefarshim, and you'll realize the extent of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the psukim in Shir HaShirim, it says, Tzavoreh kemigdal Hashem. Shir HaShirim is describing in a mashal form the love between a husband and wife, and the nimshal form between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. So one of the psukim describes the wife as tzavoreich kimigdal hashen. Her neck is like kimigdal hashen, a beautiful tower. Chazal say tzavoreich kimigdal hashen ze beis hamikdash. Beis hamikdash is a neck, nimshal ta neck. Why is it nimshal ta neck? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at the head, and Am Yisrael is at the guf, and the connection between the head and the body is a tzavoreich. That's why when you want to kill someone, you want to kill an animal, the easiest way to do it is by the neck. That's the source of life between the head and the body. That's what keeps the body alive. The Beis HaMikdash is our source of life. The Goyin says that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that what's killed Am Yisrael, that was the Misa of Am Yisrael. The Misa of Am Yisrael is the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. And as we know, for about 300 years after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there were still Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Tanoim were here, and the Yerushalmi, Amiroim were here, Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish. They lived in here in Eretz Yisrael. For about 300 years after the Churban, there were still people in Eretz Yisrael. The Goyin says that was a dead body, but here in Eretz Yisrael. When Am Yisrael was thrown into Golos, that was the Kavura. Because Rehu was buried, Am Yisrael was buried in Golos, in Chutz Laretz. In Kolzman, there were the Kufa of the Amiroim, the Goinim, the Yeshivas there. The bones were still left. And as the generations went by, the bone disintegrated also, and all that's left is a rotted body. So, Baruch Hashem, We came back from Chutz Laretz. We left the grave. The body's out of the grave. The body came back to Eretz Yisrael. For the most part, any Jew that wants is welcome to come to Eretz Yisrael. Kimat, most of Am Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael already. For the most part, the body is out. But there's no life. The body is a lifeless body without a Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara in Brachos tells us that three times a night, the Shekhinah cries over the Beis HaMikdash. And In the Zohar it says that it's more specifically by Chatzos HaLaila, between Chatzos HaLaila and Alois Amud HaShachar, that's when the Shekhinah cries over the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the idea of Tikkun Chatzos, that last night Tikkun Chatzos became a Rochel, that's the idea of Tikkun Chatzos, joining the Shekhinah in the Shekhinah's Tzar. It's not limited to Tikkun Chatzos. A person could join the Shekhinah Tzar wherever and whenever he is, especially now in the 3 weeks, the Mishibur brings down from the Arizal that even after Chatzos Hayoim, a person should contemplate the Beis HaMikdash. For some of us, it may be hard to say a whole Tikkun Chatzos, it's some of hard words over there, but even if a person just thinks about it, and in his own words, if you're ever up at that time between Chatzos and Alois, it's a very special time, because the Shekhinah is crying over the Beis HaMikdash, and if you join her, it means a lot to her. You know, when you go to a chasana, you don't especially have to be connected to the chasan kala to have a good time. Because to be happy, and everyone, it's easy to get happy. But to go to a Beis Oval and to really feel the avelus of whoever is in the oval, you really have to be connected. The people who are misavel on the Churban, that's a sign of real connection. If you're really connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're misavel on his Churban, because the same pain we feel, ought to feel, without our Beis Chayenu, is the same pain, even more so, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels, not being connected to us. It's like I was talking to someone this morning. It's like, of course, Am Yisrael to have the Golos. Of course, we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's like you have a husband and wife that their relationship is by Skype once a week. He lives here and she lives there, and once a week they talk on Skype. More or less, that's what we're holding with our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without a Beis HaMikdash. So one of the things we say in Tikkun Chatzos is the fifth parak of Eicha. The fifth parak of Eicha talks about all the physical tzoros that Am Yisrael went through the Churban. And it goes through in detail what we went through over there. Yisoyim imayinu ve'einov imayseinu ka'almonois. We were like orphans, our mothers like almonois. We had to buy our water, we had to buy our wood for firewood. The goyim put yokes on our necks. We were dying of starvation. We had to work hard. And the parak goes on and on to talk about the physical stories that Am Yisrael had. And the parak ends off. Al zeh hayo devei libeinu, alelech hashchoineinu. This is a Yirmiyahu HaNavi, a Jew that's really connected, although he has all his physical tzoros, but he turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, all those tzoros, it hurts, I feel bad, but what is my heart really aching about? Al zeh hayo devei libeinu, alelech hashchoineinu. What's really getting to me? What really hurts? Al har tzion in sheshomeim. Shualim hilchu boy, and the Beis HaMikdash is not there. Yeah, shualim, foxes, or even worse, Arabs walking through in the Beis HaMikdash. And that the Megillah ends off. Hashiveinu Hashem ilecha v'nashuva chadei shomeinu kekedem. In other words, what Yirmiyahu HaNavi is telling us over here is that all our physical pain that came as a result from the Beis HaMikdash, it's all a result. But if you go to the source is we lack a connection. We're lacking our base chayenu. We're lacking our house of life, our connection to life, to true life. A similar idea, Shlomo HaMelech says in Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim, in this part of Shir HaShirim, he's talking about Am Yisrael going into Golus. And the pasuk says, "Metzoni Hashem erim, asevivim moir, ikuni fitzoni." In the nimshel, it's the goyim. Am Yisrael is in Golos, and the goyim found me. This is the wife talking. And they hit me, they injured me. They took my jewelry from me. And Am Yisrael turns to Umay Sa'olam. Hishbati Eschem B'nois Yerushalayim. Im Timtzu Es Doidi. If you find my husband, Ma Tagidu Loi. What are you going to tell him? Don't tell him that I was just beaten to death and I'm bloody and I'm hurting. Don't tell him that. Tell him Shecholas Ahava Oni. I'm sick because I miss the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what I'm missing. Not my physical pain. That's not what disturbs me. What disturbs me is I'm missing our base chayenu. Choylas ahava oni. Now, one could think, okay, so if you feel it, you feel it. If you don't feel it, you don't feel it. But this is a feeling you could develop. You could develop this feeling of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we're missing. And three times a day, in these 3 weeks, if you can say v'Yerushalayim Yilcha Berachamim Toshuv, you put in an extra kavana, the feeling will come. 2.5 years ago, when I was in Chicago for a surgery for my wife, so the tickets were scheduled for 3 weeks. That was, the cheshbon should be enough for the surgery and recovery. Mine said ended up being a lot more than that, and we didn't know when we're coming back. We didn't know when we're coming back. So when I used to speak to my kids on the phone daily, and my kid would get on the phone and say, "Tati, when are you coming home?" And I put the phone away. I didn't want to hear him, my son hear me crying. And I was thinking to myself, if only we would ask such a sincere question to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Tati, when are you coming home? What racham yishumayim will that be ma'or?" Everyone in his own language, in his own way of saying it, own time of day. Because David HaMelech tells us in Tehillim, you want to know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come back? Ato tokum terachim tzion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come. And be merachim the Beis HaMikdosh. Ki eiz lechenenu kiva moyed. The time has come that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mechoinen Yerushalayim. The article translates Lechenna to favor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the time has come to favor, re-favor Yerushalayim. When will that happen? Ki rotzu avodecho es avoneho. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servants, when we want the stones, we want the stones of the Beis HaMikdash. Vesafoho yichoinenu. When we start favoring, when we start looking forward towards the Beis Chayenu and realize what we're missing, the connection we're missing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will to be Merachem Tzion. There is a deadline. There is an Eis Moed, Eis Ketz, that deadline will come no matter what, with or without us. We don't know what that deadline is, but we do have a way to make it earlier. And that is, Kirotsu avodecho es avoneo vesaforo yichoineinu. It's an interesting thing. In the whole Torah, on the Chamesh Chumshei Torah, when it talks about the tzivui of building the Beis HaMikdash, not once does it mention that it's supposed to be in Yerushalayim. In Sefer Dvarim, throughout Sefer Dvarim, it always refers to it, b'mokay meshayivchar Hashem, the place that Hashem will choose. Not once does it say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So much so, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Im ovo yibo'el beisi, David HaMelech says, Shvua, I can't sleep, I can't go into my house. Im ela alerez yetzuoi. Im etein shnas le'enai laf apa itinumo. I won't sleep. Am emtso mokoyim l'Hashem, till I find the place where Hashem wants the Beis HaMikdash to be built. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make such a big deal? Why did he didn't just tell where it is? David HaMelech and Shmuel HaNovi, they had to sit down and figure out, based on all types of drushes, where the Mokom HaMikdash is supposed to be, until finally they came to Har Moriah. The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says himself, in Parshas Re'eh, Lishichnoi Sidreshu Uvos HaShomo. The Beis HaMikdash is about a relationship. A relationship can't be forced. If you want it, you'll find it. If you don't want it, it won't happen. Like the famous story, Fresh Chosim brings flowers to his Shana Rishayna wife, and he says, "My Chosim teacher told me to bring you flowers." It doesn't work. It doesn't work. A relationship can't be forced. Either you get it, or you don't. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you guys don't want it, I'm not going to tell you where it is. If you want it, I'll make it happen. To have this feeling of gaguim, of yearning towards the base chayenu. When we say these words, base chayenu, which is the feeling should grow over the next 3 weeks, until finally when we reach the moyed, Tisha B'Av was called a moyed, that's why we don't say tachnun. When we reach the moyed, we should realize that a moyed is a time of meeting. Sometimes we meet through happiness, and sometimes we meet through sadness. But it's a meeting. It's a meeting time in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you could let yourself feel. Let yourself feel what your Jewish heart really wants to feel. About kirvas elokim litoiv, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be merachim tzion, ki yeis lechenano kiva moyed.